Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue on now with featuring Motown songs recorded both by Motown artists and non-Motown artists. Well, coming up, the Four Tops' edition of I Can't Help Myself, which reached number one from 1965. While the Four Tops performed and recorded together for more than 40 years without any change in their original lineup, no other group with a number one single can make that same boast. While their first chart topper, I Can't Help Myself, was written by Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland, while that trio was in the middle of an unprecedented hot streak with the Supremes. And this was the first Motown single to succeed another Motown 45 at number one. The previous week, the number one song was Back in My Arms Again by the Supremes. Well, let's hear this great number one song by the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Strings.
that was I Can't Help Myself. That was by Donnie Elbert, and that reached number 22 from 1972. And before that, the original and the better version of I Can't Help Myself, that was the Four Tops, reached number 1 from 1965. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown songs recorded both by Motown artists and non-Motown artists this entire show. Well, the song coming up, It's All in the Game, has an interesting history relative to the person that wrote the song. Well, in 1912, a Chicago banker by the name of Charles Gates Dawes wrote the music for a tune he originally called Melody in a Major. It turned out to be All in the Game. Well, you may not know that name, but he was an amateur flutist, but perhaps is better known by being the Vice President of the United States during the second administration of President Calvin Coolidge from 1925 to 1929. No other Vice President has ever written a number one song, and now it's All in the Game by Tommy Edwards.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet
songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. Wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. countryside with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
Once in a while he won't call,
but it's all in the game.
Soon he'll be there at your side,
with a sweet bouquet. And then he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away. And your heart will fly, fly away.
Many a tear has to fall,
but it's all in the game,
all in the wonderful game
that we know, that we know is love. You had worked with him, and your future looking kind of dim. But these things your heart can rise above.
Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side,
your dreams, and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly, fly away. Come on, say it now.
Well, that was It's All in the Game. That was the Four Tops version of that song, and that reached number 24 from 1970. And before that, that same song by Cliff Richard, which reached number 25 from 1964. And the original, It's All in the Game, was recorded and released in 1958 by Tommy Edwards, and that reached number one. Another interesting tidbit about the Tommy Edwards version is that was the first stereo song that made it to number one, and actually was one of the first stereo songs recorded at all, and really put the stereo sound on the map. That's what Tommy Edwards did in 1958. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown songs recorded both by Motown artists and non-Motown artists. Well, coming up is a song that everybody knows, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, that was recorded twice by two different Motown artists. The first version we'll hear is the original by Gladys Knight and the Pips, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Chose hands to make me blue with some other guy.
Number One by Marvin Gaye in 1968. While before that, the song was originally released the year before in 1967 by Gladys Knight and the Pips, and that reached number two back then, and that was, again, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. There's a case where two Motown artists record the song within a year apart. Gladys Knight had a hit, made it to number two, and Marvin Gaye, number one. Well, you've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we've been featuring songs recorded by Motown artists and non-Motown artists this hour. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. If you have any requests or comments, please email me at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Until next time, Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.